Module F, Practice Paper 6. Traveler Beware, pages 45 and 46. Part 1. Access to information from written texts. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 6.
You are all packed and ready to go. The long-awaited day of your big trip has finally arrived. You have bought your tickets and packed your backpack. You have carefully researched every detail of your trip, speaking to friends and friends of friends, reading everything you could find on the internet, scouring maps, brochures, and travel guides. But have you actually checked how safe it is for you to travel to places like Brazil or Colombia or Thailand? I would like to draw your attention to a very important detail backpackers often neglect to put on their to-do lists. Check the travel warnings. Travel warnings are issued by governments to protect their citizens who travel to areas where political unrest, criminal violence, and terrorist activities could put them in danger. These warnings contain information about terrorist threats, political coups, and other short-term conditions that may pose significant risks to the safety and security of travelers. In these warnings, travelers may be advised to stay away from certain areas of a particular country, or to avoid visiting that country altogether. Here is an example of a travel warning issued by the U.S. government. American citizens are urged to exercise a high degree of caution and common sense when patronizing restaurants, cafes, malls, places of worship, and theaters, especially during peak hours. Large crowds and public gatherings should be avoided to the extent possible, and one should be alert to street vendors who sometimes aggressively harass tourists. American citizens should take into consideration that discos and nightclubs, as well as public buses, trains, and their respective terminals, are off-limits to U.S. government personnel. Violence between organized criminal elements sometimes occurs in areas frequented by foreigners and has occasionally resulted in death or injuries to bystanders. While American citizens have not been the targets of such violence, they should be aware of their surroundings and follow common sense security precautions. Can you guess which country is being referred to here? It's Israel. Surprised? I sure was. I seriously believe that anyone visiting Israel and seeing children everywhere, bustling cities, sun worshippers on the beach, packed restaurants, clubs, malls, and movie theaters would assume that this warning was probably a mistake, that its author was referring to some other country. Could it be, therefore, that Israelis, who see their own dangerous country as perfectly safe, believe that they don't need to take travel warnings seriously? Not long ago, the Prime Minister's office and the anti-terror unit warned Israeli tourists not to visit the western Indian state of Goa following alerts that had been received about terror plots targeting the area. It stated that tourists in Goa would likely face the concrete threat of a terror attack. Some Israeli tourists heeded the warning and stayed away from Goa for a few weeks, but others totally ignored it. What happens when Israelis disregard these warnings? From what we see on TV and read about in the papers, the Israeli government spares no expense and does everything in its power to help its citizens when they are lost, injured, or the victims of foul play abroad. This angers some critics who say that if these people had listened to the government's warnings, they would not have gotten into such a situation in the first place. One example that comes to mind is that of the group of tourists from Britain, Israel, Germany, and Spain who ignored travel warnings and were kidnapped in Colombia while hiking in the mountains of the Sierra Nevada. The area where the kidnapping took place is very well known as a trouble spot because of the ongoing dispute between rebels, the army, and drug traffickers. I guess the best advice I can give you is to check the travel advisories before you go. When you arrive at your destination, whenever possible, register with the Israeli embassy or consulate so your presence in the country is known. Make sure that people back home know your plans. Stay in touch with friends and family. Use your common sense. Stay away from the seedier parts of large cities. Don't go off trekking on your own in the wilderness. Stay up to date on local affairs if you are in a troubled part of the world. Finally, if the authorities tell you not to go to a certain area, take their advice. It's a really, really big world out there, with lots of amazing and safe places to visit.